least affordable city to buy a home and quirky solutions. Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. I'm Pete and I'm a clergyman, and with me as ever is Mark, who's a businessman. And you've got some information about this expensive place to live in the UK.
Well, indeed.
Tell us about it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, many surveys actually cover the United Kingdom about the trends in the property market.
Yeah.
Well, one has come up to light, which is actually highlighting the least affordable city to buy a home. Now, this is remarkable. I was quite a surprise. And Clergyman Pete, I ask you, where do you think that that might be?
So this is least affordable. We're talking about the UK. So I would have thought somewhere in the centre of London would be really, maybe Westminster, or actually the City of London itself in the centre. There's not many homes there, but there are homes there. That's my guess.
Well, what would you say? I would have plumped for that, but you are wrong.
Oh.
It is, folks. Winchester is the least affordable city to buy a home, says Halifax. Yes, the Building Society is somebody that is an authority in this. And what they're saying is that the figures suggest buying a home in Hampshire, commuter city, will cost you 14 times the average earnings, whereas higher, believe it or not, than Greater London, which is only 11 times. Now, I must admit that this is a situation that's getting out of hand. 14 times. I remember, Clergyman Pete, in the days when I used to buy properties here, there and everywhere, I used to think, well, surely 3 to 4 times your salary is probably the maximum.
Yes.
But no, those days are long gone.
I know, yes. Well, this is something that you would have thought that lenders would have learnt from problems earlier with those prime mortgages, subprime mortgages, scandal back in 2008. So, it is looking as though people are having or choosing maybe to spend, greater sums than they actually can pay back in order to live in these places. It makes you wonder what's so good about them.
Well, indeed. And what's interesting is that the managing director of Halifax, who is a chap called Russell Galley, he said house prices have generally continued to outstrip wage growth. Oh, my goodness. Understatement of the year, I'd say.
Yes.
But what do we do about it? I mean, there are people out there who really are struggling to get on the property market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a solution here, folks. Okay. And here it is. Of course, it's in the best possible way, which is a little poem. A new wave of housing. Bricks and mortar are getting shorter, and there's no land to expand. With no supporter in every quarter, we must meet demand. So cut the trees and chop the woods and go somewhere free. Build a boat filled with lots of goods and live in the sea. Why not? We're an island.
That's the solution, yes. Well,
yes.
I can't see this getting any better. Because, you see, one feature about how inflation is reported and how inflation is controlled is that inflation measures aren't based on the housing market, are they? They're separate. So what you can end up with housing, the prices of houses and other property shooting up, and then it's not reflected in the wages. So, yeah, it's going to get worse and worse.
Well, my little poem suggestion was not ridiculous, and is the evidence.
It's only ridiculous.
Because many people have started to say, what do we do? Okay, so the traditional bricks and mortars may be getting a little bit expensive. But actually, if we think a little bit more entrepreneurial, so Clergyman Pete, we're now into the business mode.
Right.
Here's a thought. What about the idea of converting a Westland Wessex helicopter? Okay.
That's very sensible.
Now,
yes,
this is not far-fetched because this has actually been done.
Does it still fly?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh.
Is basically a quirky holiday let, which is actually becoming an increasingly popular staycation. And this has been done by people for all over the world who think, well, what can we do to convert something? So, for example, folks, yes, people have converted bunkers. bunkers that would have been considered for the Second World War, and actually converted and started to gain council permission to actually do that. Some people have even thought of the idea of converting a double-decker bus.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that I can see. Yeah, that I can see that.
Well, yes, but
yeah.
This is something that is actually genuine. Yeah. And this is Mr. Bob Johnson came up with the idea of reimagining an olive-coloured bus, and he purchased this on eBay. But the idea is that you could actually make it a residential building. But again, it doesn't end there. What about if on your travels you were to go to a converted train carriage, actually at a station? So these are things that people are considering. So if you think entrepreneurially, why not go even further? Converting a corn bin. Yes, a large industrial corn bin has actually been converted. And this is something that's happened, bizarre as it may seem, as a grain silo on an airfield in Sedlcombe, Sussex. Mm-hmm. And it's like it was originally, like a sort of type of a control tower, but essentially it's been converted. And then essentially I think that if you think of other things, I know that many people, and we'll swing it back to you, Clergyman Pete, many people have decided to think, well, how about converting a church? And people have done this very successfully.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's something that's done quite often. These small chapels convert into one house, or you can convert a large church, of course, into different apartments.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think I think that one of the problems that churches face is the older buildings are no longer where all the people are. Not that the church has moved, but that the people have moved, the centre of the town has moved. So someone wants to buy the church building and convert it. Brilliant, because then the church will be able to use that money to build a new worship centre in a better location. And in fact, if you look at the Church of England website, you can find the church buildings that are for sale, ones that have been decommissioned. So take a look.
I think it's a good idea. Now, I would certainly suggest here that there are some other things. People have converted water towers. And as challenging as that is from an engineering perspective.
You always need a water supply in a house, so that's brilliant.
Well, indeed. It's been done in London and in many other parts of the country. So if you think about it, our listeners who have been looking around the landscape, thinking, well, I wonder what we could do. We could, obviously, we've seen barn conversions take place, cow sheds turning into some rather expensive, luxurious accommodation. Well, this is something that really gets people thinking. So if you think about the housing shortage, maybe this is a good idea. So I wonder, Clergyman Pete, what would you do if you could think of some ideas of what could you convert? Maybe your car. You could live in your car. Maybe actually bolt lots of cars together and actually sort of live in a vehicle, a large vehicle.
Yes, well, I mean, in terms of unusual things, I suppose a car isn't that unusual, but you could always do that. I mean, I have a camper van that could obviously be very easy to convert. Containers could be converted.
Containers have been used indeed, very successfully. Yes.
But other interesting things. You see lots of abandoned machinery. You refer to a helicopter, but some of the large construction sites seem to have things just abandoned on them. If they run out of money, there you've got something like a big crane. You know, the part on the crane where the man sits at his controls and moves it around. That could easily be a nice apartment, and you could leave it high up on the crane, so you'd be well up in the air, and you could have deliveries because you just send the hook down to get your deliveries when the milkman comes in the morning.
Yes, and here's another idea for business folks. Why not actually just issue sleeping bags to all of your employees, get them back into the office, and just charge them a little bit of rent, and you can sort of continue to work at your desk for the rest of your life. I mean, that would be quite cheap.
Well, although some of these ideas are rather silly, there is a problem with the cost of housing, and that we do need solutions. I don't know quite what's going to be happening going forward. But if you do know, gentle listener, please leave us a comment. Either go to markandpete.com and leave us a comment Or if failing that, if you're watching this in the video form, just leave a comment below. Or if you're watching on Spreaker.com, just put a comment there. We want to hear from you. But yes. That's it's it for us here on Marco
Pino. I would say that the real winners here has to be those who hold the keys to the kingdom. House prices are going through the roof. New buyers are climbing up the walls. But one beneficiary that's concrete proof, estate agents dancing in the halls.
Amen.